Stonecliff has given me a year notice last August to move off. I have nowhere to move. I'm 72 and I have no place to move. I can't afford to move. I'm a senior and I'm on a pension. I did sell all my union dues and that in order to buy this trailer so I could retire in a nice community. And I feel that I was let down not only by Stonecliff, by Port Edward community itself, because I never did get any notice that they changed the stuff for our trailer court so that they could build apartment building.
Take me back to when you decided to purchase a trailer on this site. What were you imagining?
I was imagining to be happy for the rest of my life and a nice little community. And then these rich people come in. And I think it's all connected to the people that have a lot of money.
Why is that?
I know. Well, when you're spending money, the government likes, especially when you're buying property and you get property that's been bought out there for this LNG. Mm. You know, LNG ain't even here. They're kicking people out. And how many trailers have they smashed already for reasons of saying there was no rent paid?
Do you know how many trailers have been destroyed so far?
Oh, I'd give a good guess. About 20.
And what's that been like, watching that from your own home?
It's pretty horrendous and it's pretty stressful.
You got word of this last year. How have you been planning?
Well, I've been looking for a place. There's just no place to move a trailer. I just can't move. I have nowhere to go. And
how much would it cost to move your trailer?
Well, Gordy Miller moved his trailer for the same reasons, because he got this notice and he just didn't want to go through the stress. Mm. It cost him $6,000 to move to Quesnel. And that was cheap, because he did shop around to try to find the cheapest place to get, and $6,000 was...
And do you have $6,000 to spend?
No. No, I've got 15 grandchildren. Like I said, I'm 72. My pension is totally... goes on my pad rent and my grandchildren.
Hmm. So what are you going to do?
I don't know, dear. I'm not going to move. I am very stubborn. And I've exhausted everything that I could. I have a friend that's going through the courts right now. And he just hired a lawyer the other day. Mm. And I'm standing beside him because he has nowhere to go. And he's older than I am.
Mm. Have you thought about jumping in on that court case and making it a class action?
Well, he has all our names. Everybody that's out in the trailer court, he's got their names. And it's all ready. If he fails, then it goes to the next one. Mm. I'm sure he can't afford it either.
What would you like to see from the district of Port Ed?
Well, I'd like to see more of them stand behind us. I don't know. I just have not much faith in their council out there, because I never got no notice that they were changing the trailer court from this to a different zoning. Mm. We never got a notice. I never did get a notice. So I'm a believer in my Heavenly Father God, and I believe that He's got His hands on this, and I feel confident that I'm not going to have to move. And I hope it don't come to where we have to do something.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear, and it's a pleasure. And I thank you for inviting me in to let me speak my mind.